Hello, ladies. Oh, it is Sunday. Happy Sunday to you, ladies. Welcome to Inspiration with Angela, a place for us ladies to go that pulls on our creativity, our uniqueness, our passions, and oh, so much more, ladies, so much more. This is our Soul Sunday on this October 18th, and our Soul Sunday represents saturating ourselves under love, S-O-U-L, and it's really putting that blanket around us and saying, guess what? You matter. Guess what? You need to make sure that you love on yourself. You need to make sure that you're pulling inward and not reaching for everything on the outside to bring about your purpose and bring about the things that you need as you walk along your journey. So our Soul Sunday is really just a time where we come together and we nourish those places, ladies. We've got some dry places that we need to water, especially as we get ready to end out 2020 and walk into 2021. I don't know if you plan on walking, running, skipping, jumping. I'm not sure how you plan on entering 2021, but it is something, ladies, that we need to really start thinking about. I had shared previous on a cast that October is a really crucial time for me, as it is kind of a place where I look back. It's a place where I start thinking about really intentionally about entering into 2021, the next year, and just kind of aligning some things for myself, taking some time. My eating changes, my workout changes. I don't know how your weather is today, but I can definitely tell that fall is here. Now I'm a summer girl, so I truly am going to miss my hot days. The hotter, the better. I'm going to miss walking and looking at the leaves and feeling the sun hit my face. And guess what? I'm going to miss the sweat. I promise you. So I try to keep quiet as we go into the fall, winter season. I keep quiet because when summer comes, it's all about me. It's all about me. So I try to just let it go through, pass through, and enjoy it as best as I can, because me and winter, we struggle. I mean, y'all probably are like me. My vitamin C intake is up. Like I said, I've changed a lot with my workout and just with eating. And so I'm just getting ready. I'm getting ready. I'm like, I'm batting it down the hatches, you all. So hopefully, you all are, things are changing, or you're noticing for yourself that you want to change some things as women of purpose, as we're getting ready and as things on the inside of us are moving. Like, things are moving, things are kind of, alerts are coming on, and focuses, it has changed. And so some of the things you may notice is coming alive in you that have maybe been dormant through, you know, these first 9-10 months. So because we are changing and things are shifting. And so I hope that you are aware of those signals for you. You know, I hope that you're aware of those things that kind of move your antenna. I have been considering some major things, even in my own journey, but in my life and just kind of where I'm at, and some things of what I want. What do I want differently? What do I want to do? And so today on this Soul Sunday, we are saturating ourselves under love. And I just come in to remind you to love on yourself. And I was thinking about what are we going to talk about today? What do I want to share with you today? And I think the main thing is not just, ladies, as we love on ourselves, I think one of the challenges that we sometimes forget is that we walk in abundance. We walk in abundance of so many different pieces of us that we have that we're not utilizing. there's so much in us, some great assets in us that we have not even tapped into. When I talk about walking in abundance, having something, having more than enough, having an overflow of something. When you have an abundance of something, it's a lot. It's a lot there. And I think a lot of times, ladies, we forget that we have an abundance of so many essential things that we need on the inside of us. And I'm only telling you what I'm learning. I'm only telling you what I'm finding out in my own journey, in my own walk, as I wake up every day, as I look at my life every day, as I reflect back on my life and on my own personal journey, not even thinking about my children, job, you know, the essential things, money, career, relationships, just thinking about me and my own journey. If I just put all of that to the side and think about me and my journey, I can see a lot of things, which I'm sure you can too. I realize now at the place that I'm at, and I made a decision when I turned 40, and that was 6 years ago. I said to myself, I do not want the next 40 years of my life to look like anything from the past 40 years. I wanted it to be totally different. I wanted to be able to look back and say, you know what? Wow. It's changed. It's changing. I see that. I see what I said at 40. I see it manifesting in my life. And so I go back to, you know, walking down my own journey and looking at my journey, looking at it, like actually taking some time out to look. And even in the midst of it all, and we're talking about abundance, even in the midst of it all, I realized that I had so many different things on the inside of me. I just did not know. I didn't know they were there. When certain things came up, when things rose up on the inside of me, I didn't know how to use them. I had tools, but didn't know when to use them, how to use them, how it worked in my life to help me. I didn't know. And so I don't necessarily think that has to be very a detrimental place when we think about that, because guess what? It is what it is. And I tell people all the time, life happens. Life is going to happen. For me, my statement after that is, I'd rather go through life with the Most High than go through life without the Most High, because He has made the difference in my life. So when I think about abundance, you know, when I think about abundance and having some things that I didn't even know I possessed, imagine that. Imagine you get in a flat tire, you driving, everything is great, your gas tank is good, ain't no lights on in your car, everything is great. And imagine all of a sudden you got a flat tire and you never changed a flat tire before. I don't know how to change a tire. I ain't never had to. What is this thing? What's that thing? The lug nuts. I don't know what that is. And a lot of times, because things are foreign to us, because things happen and we think that it's something wrong. It's not your fault that you ran over a nail 2 weeks ago and now all of a sudden, you know, 2 weeks later, your tire is flat as you're driving. That's not your fault. It's not your fault that maybe your tire is worn out and you didn't know. All you know is that you got a flat tire and you don't know how to change it. You know, a lot of times we look at things in our lives, and because we've never been down that road or experienced that, we look at it as something negative. Oh man, I got a flat tire. I'm gonna be late. I'm gonna this and that, and all these things. You know what? You can change the flat tire and put it in another situation. I'm realizing first, you're gonna make it. If you're here, guess what? You've made it through a lot of different situations in your life. You've made it through a lot of different situations in your life. Were they easy at times? No. Did you feel like you weren't gonna make it? Absolutely. Was there times you wanted to quit and give up? Absolutely. I'm raising my hand to all three of them ladies. There's so many moments in our lives. This is where reflection brings revelation. When we're talking about abundance. And I say, you have more in you than you realize. So when you got that flat tire, it's easy for us to look at that and say, man, why did this have to happen to me today? I ain't nothing going wrong. It's always something that's got to happen. I want to challenge you because I'm challenging myself. I promise you I am, ladies. I'm challenging you myself. I mean, I'm challenging myself. Be open to these different experiences. Be open to these different experiences because abundance, it lives on the inside of you. It just needs an opportunity to shine. It just needs an opportunity. I'm not saying that you're finna pull out of you, you know, you're gonna look in your purse and you're gonna pull out $200 bills. I'm not talking about, you know, something happens and you're gonna be able to go into your briefcase and pull out. I'm not talking about that. I'm saying allowing yourself to go through those places because it's going to bring up something in you that has been there that you need to acknowledge, that you need to know that you have. So I've never changed a tire before. Don't know what to do. Don't know how to act. No, you know, you may not even have no cell phone. You might have to walk down to the nearest gas station down there and go ask the man, what do you need to do? But in that, I promise you, when you do something different, you're going to receive something different. You're going to receive a different result. When you allow mentally things to start taking place in your mind and shifting, because we are so used to going down the same road. When things get shook up, we don't know how to handle it. I talked about in my first book that I released June the 22nd, 2019. I said that sometimes pain is an indicator that things are going in the right direction. Girl, yes. Put your teacup down. Put your glasses on the countertop. Blow your candle out. Yes. Sometimes pain is an indicator that things are going in the right direction. And then I found out it was scriptural. I was like, girl, hush your mouth. It's scriptural. Now, I didn't plan on saying that today, but I believe it's in John 9 and 22. I cannot remember, ladies. But Jesus was talking to the people. People were, he was saying, while I'm here, you're going to be happy. You're going to go through these different emotions. You're going to be happy and then you're going to be sad. And let me find it, ladies, because it can be very challenging when we have to realize that we're going to have to go through some pain. Yes. We're going to have to go through some pain. I'm going to find it real quick, ladies, because it's not fun all the time. Y'all bear with me. In John 16:21. So let me go back just a little bit. Let me go back just a little bit on this. So we can get the gist of what I was wanting to say. Sometimes pain can be an indicator that everything is going in the right direction. And we're still talking about abundance. We have abundance on the inside of us. And I'm going to challenge that today. John 16:16. I knew there was something to this because I remembered it was a double thing. It says, Jesus went on to say, in a little while you will see me no more. And then after a little while, you will see me. It says at this, verse 17, some of his disciples said to one another, what does he mean by saying in a little while you will see me no more. And then after a little while, you will see me. And because I'm going to the Father, they kept asking, what does he mean by a little while? We don't understand what he is saying. Jesus saw that they wanted to ask him about this. So he said to them, are you asking one another what I meant when I said in a little while you will see me no more? And then after a little while you will see me. So he was talking about, you know, there's going to come a time where I'm going to die. I'm going to get crucified. It's going to come a time for that. And he said, let me get down. Verse 20. Very truly, I tell you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve. Then he said, your grief will turn to joy at this, during this experience, during this time, your grief will turn to joy. And he likened it to a woman in travail, a woman in hard labor. Ladies, do we need to even go there about those labor? All of us can remember, you know, that moment when our water broke or that moment when the contractions hit. Well, Jesus was, he was referring to this time, you know, him being crucified. You're going to be sad, he said, but then you're going to be happy. You're going to be excited. And he said, he likened it to a woman in travail. He says, when a woman giving birth to a child has pain because her time has come. But when her baby is born, the Bible says she forgets the pain because of her joy that a child is born. When she sees what the pain produced, she no longer is worried about the pain anymore because she saw the joy of her child. So I want to encourage you, as we're talking about abundance, as we're talking about really taking time to look at ourselves and really understanding, ladies, that you are more equipped than you realize. And even when you go through these places, it's not meant to make you be afraid. It's not meant to make you be scared. It's not meant to make you buckle down and turn around. Just like a woman, just like us, when we went into labor and we got ready to deliver our baby, guess what? That pain was excruciating. That pain hurt. We was just like, oh God, please make the pain stop. When the baby, our baby finally came, we didn't think about that pain no more. Trust me, if it was that bad, most of us wouldn't have had. I have two. And most of us have more than one child. When we think about that, going through that labor, going through these hard places, ladies, going through those painful places. And I even take it just to the point of having a flat tire. just to the point of having a bill that you can't pay, just to the point of going to the doctor and knowing you finna get a bill that you can't afford to pay. Going through different situations in your family, going through situations in your health, going through situations on your job, inside of your home, just as a woman, going through places that are uncomfortable. I want to challenge you of the abundance that you have on the inside of you. And just like that pain, the Bible says, when the child was born, she forgot all the pain that she had to go through. Because now she's looking at what the pain produced. She's looking at what the pain produced. That pain that she thought she wasn't going to make it through, that she couldn't handle, that it was overwhelming. Eventually, you're going to be able to look at what the pain produced. This is why you have to be able to understand that you carry abundance on the inside of you. These are things that you're not going to get on the outside. We're talking about love today. This is our soul Sunday, saturating ourselves under love. And it requires you to love yourself. To be able to understand that you are going through a process. That abundance on the inside of you is something that no one can take away. Those tools, those things that you need. But see, a lot of times when those things come and we hit that place, we're like, oh, something's wrong. Wait a minute, something's got to be wrong because I'm not supposed to feel any pain. I'm not supposed to go through anything. I'm doing what's right. I'm going down this road minding my own business. What's happening? And so we think something is wrong. And so we take a detour. I got to go. I'm getting up out of here. I'm gone. When what it is you need to be doing is going through that process, going through that place, because it's going to bring you something. That pain is going to produce something for you. Now, we ain't just walking down asking for pain. Trust me, we got enough stuff, ladies. Lift your hand. We got enough stuff that we're going through that's already bringing us headaches, already bringing us things that we didn't ask for. So we're not intentionally walking, saying, bring that pain to me. Bring these upsets, bring these hiccups, bring these detours to me. I want them. But in your journey as a woman of purpose, you're going to go through these places. You're going to experience these places. I want to encourage you, ladies, to continue to go through those processes. Sometimes pain is an indicator that everything is going in the right direction. That makes no sense, but it makes perfect sense to someone that has purpose, to someone like you that's listening to this, that know without a shadow of a doubt that they have a purpose on this journey. They have destiny. It may not make sense to nobody else, but to you that's hearing this, it makes perfect sense. I want to encourage you, ladies, as we are getting ready, as you feel everything on the inside of you that things are changing. Many of you you're making decisions, you're looking at things, you're tossing things out, you're adding things in, you're realizing that this isn't relevant anymore, this serves no purpose for you. You're saying, okay, I need to put this on my plate now. All of these different things. And that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. Because you are constantly calling a mandate upon yourself to have that spirit of excellence, to say, you know what? I know there's more on the inside of me. I know there's more wanting to come alive and come out and to be shown that I can see, that I can use, that I can put inside of my life on my own journey. That's not just going to bless me. It's going to bless the people that I'm connected to. So I challenge you today on our Soul Sunday. Ladies, loving yourself, it can be quite challenging. when we think of love, we think of that ooey gooey feeling and oh, it feels great. And yes, but it's going to challenge you. It's going to cause you to look at yourself. It's going to cause you to sit down, do your homework, and deal with you. And that is the most beautiful thing that you can do on this Soul Sunday. When you talk about loving yourself. Yes. So I wanted to remind you of that, ladies, today. I wanted to just kind of come over there with you as you're sitting down and sit with you. And I'm looking at you and I'm saying, love yourself. Know that abundance is on the inside. You have more than enough. That flat tire that you had when you had to walk down to the gas station and ask the man, and the man like, hey, ma'am, yeah, you're going to need to. And then some, you get back to your car and maybe somebody pull up and help you. Maybe you got your phone and you look it up and you do it on your own. Do you know how many stories I've heard? I heard a woman tell me that she ain't never changed a tire in her life, and how exhilarating it felt that she did that on her own, that she had to find, you know, she had to do it. She was forced into doing something different. Something as simple as that. It shifted her mind. I had a lady tell me, I tell you, ladies, we don't want to admit it, but we got some pride. We don't want to ask nobody for help. We don't want to say nothing. We don't want people to know our business. But when the sister had to step outside and ask for help, and help met her and blessed her, how she realized it was important. You know, she got a revelation that sometimes you can't do it by yourself. You need people to come alongside you. And guess what? In that process, you'll know that when you're called to do that, when you're called to be that person, you will be right there ready. We don't know how things work. Sorry, ladies. We don't know how things are working. All I ask you to do is continue to take one foot and put it in front of the other, and put the other one in front of the other, and keep walking. So I hope that our Soul Sunday has been a reminder for you, has been an encouragement for you. Maybe it's giving you some revelation about some things. I pray that you are well, that you are safe and healthy on our Soul Sunday, saturating ourselves under love. I pray that you would just take that banner that's above you. You take it, you pull it down, and you wrap it around you, and you remind yourself that you matter. Your voice matters. Your footprint matters. Your purpose matters. So thank you, ladies. Thank you for coming in with me. Whether you're catching this on a later day, whether you're on the couch today, whether you're sitting down relaxing, whether you're walking, whatever it is that you're doing, I thank you for coming in and letting me share some of my world with you to bring some inspiration. Everything that we need, ladies, is on the inside of us. And that is my pledge as I continue my own journey, as I continue my own quest for Angela. I breathe that into your life, that you matter, your purpose matters. And it's important that we continue to meet with ourselves so we can learn. You need to learn about you. And that is a beautiful thing. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And guess what? I leave you with this one last thing. You have been inspired.